Fire, what you're saying?
Yes, I giving thanks for life as usual. Huh?
We are back again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast, giving thanks for the ability to give thanks. Special announcement, if you are in the Delaware, Philadelphia, South Jersey area, we are doing a session there. I Never Knew TV.com presents Roots and Culture Reggae in the Park on July 25th. Music provided by Medina International, Proper Tone Sound, and yours truly, Junior, a.k.a. the Ballhead, I Never Knew Radio. Special guest all the way from St. Thomas, Jamaica, the great Bushman. Wish my brethren here could pass through. He told me he's busy still, so we're going to see how it work out. Vegan, Ita food, natural juices will be available. Entry fee, Heart of Love. And we will be at 29th and Charmers Park. I'll put the address there in the description.
Yes, I. That jive, man. Reggae in the park.
No, serious thing. Fight, what yeah. We dealing with now?
Yeah, man, we are meditate, say, self-reflection is vital for the soul, but we have to really draw back and think about that even deeper, because a lot of people now self-reflect, and we feel like that's why they make wrong decisions them. And also, a lot of people are running from themselves. Just imagine a man lie to themselves, and I feel like, say, things are going to get better. 20 years past, it can't get better. Because if you run by yourself as Raging Fire, then they tell you, you have to lose.
Respect the Raging Fire the same way. And Fire, that's a good reason still, because self-reflection is key. I know self-reflection is a terrifying experience for most people who've actually went down that road. But it's definitely a needed experience for self-growth and to kind of, you know, move forward in what we want to do. And the Brethren have a song, Midnight. Forgot the title of the song, but he say, pointing the inner eye at self. You know, and people don't want to look at themselves. And it's funny and it's ironic, because I guess it's a coping mechanism. It's a sense of denial, because yeah, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny. I know people who like fire. There's a lot going on in their personal lives and their personal families, but they would never speak about that. But they know everything that's going on in everyone else's family and everyone else's life. And it's like their situation is not improving. And they would never look at their situation nor speak about it. But they're experts in everyone else's situation. You know, and I went down that road of self-reflection, Fire, because sometimes I used to lick the chalice. And I don't know if I was licking it too hard today or what, but yo, you know, not for real. You know the movie called Inception? You ever saw that one? Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I know if it's
all right. So it's like a dream within a dream within a dream, but it's like a fourth floor where you really get to see yourself. And I've been down there, and I can't lie to you, I didn't like what I saw, you know? But at the same token, I'm glad I saw it, because I really saw my true self and saw aspects of myself I was, I guess, in denial about. And after accepting that, I had to move forward in regards to improving it, you know? So it's like, one, the self-reflection, you have to identify aspects of your life that you're not pleased about. Then the next step is correcting it, working towards it. It's not an overnight thing. It's a long process, but the acknowledgement and correcting and working towards it. But we need people to get to the acknowledgement of self, of your true self, you know?
Yeah, and even before them acknowledge even that to them, I've realized, this thing when them do a talk about others, cause before you even get to yourself, you know, you have to get rid of the bad attitude, you know, and all the bad ways them. Because when them talk about others, that real scapegoatism type of thing, you know, for you. Because when them just have, even this movie thing and this TV thing, it's a form of scapegoat, you know, because something you realize, all right, a girl wear a red dress when a movie, and say, oh, but why should I have to wear a red dress when it's a part of a scene, you know? And it bother you, you know, you will take away your meditation from the whole plot of the show or the theme of the show and start focus on the girl red dress, you know. So it just shows you, so you have to find problems, continuously finding problems, you know, all different things externally. And that simply means as the time go by, you know, you forget about the actual things them within yourself. So it lead them away from even focus on themselves. Because how much people can sit down in a silence for even 30 minutes? Think about that. That's the scary part, in a silence. And
I was going to bring that up later on in the reason. The whole, no, I was going to bring it up. It's a very important thing, because people can't deal with silence, right? I'm a man don't like too much noise, tell you the truth. You know, I really don't like noise, and I'm a man that like my tranquility. But I notice with people, like, that's why social media is so addictive, because it's a constant distraction. It may not be the noise in regards, and when we say noise, we're not talking about acoustic noise, but noise in regards to your mind, something to just keep you busy, you know, busy on foolishness. Hold that reasoning, Fire. I'm going to have to write that down so we get back to that one, right? I wanted to touch on the escapism aspect you were just speaking about, because it's really a strategic and purposeful denial. Because if you think about it, they're vexing themselves with other people's situation and not acknowledging their own situation and doing what's needed, or if some things, you know, there's not to do to it, unfortunately, but the things that they have control over to work on, they refuse to do so. So maybe in their mind, they feel like they're doing something so they don't have to do what they're really doing. If you think about it, I don't know if they're like tricking themselves to make sure like they're solving a problem without solving their own problems.
No, actually I go on to, and you know, so majority of the time, most of them aware of the problem too, you know. So this is the thing, you know. So you see, even though them are running from themselves and them are lie to themselves, deep down them aware say this problem exists, you know. But I feel like say it's like, all right, let me put it off. So it's a matter of priority. That's what me like call it. It's a matter of priority. Seeing you have certain tasks for them. What is more important? So hear what it is now. This TV is in front of me at this current moment, or this whatever is in front of me. Let me focus on finding a problem here. That girl is walking past across the road. You know, I'm gonna like the pants over she have on. Let's focus on this immediate now. And then my internal problem is probably can be third or fourth priority. So you prioritize so much things in front of that. And then by the time you check it out, before you can even get to yourself, 20 years pass. And then that same stupid attitude that keep on bringing you down and make you wonder why you're not achieving a life. You still never yet address that for trying to work on that. Because nothing else can be a number one priority than you. Remember, I said the first rule of nature is to preserve oneself. And if you not preserve yourself by improving your thought process, improving your behavior, improving your patterns, then where you are carry out, then how you go focus on all of these things? So at this, I know the people, I'm really a style, you know, because you check it, you know, them can go up and work, though, you know, and you can, them can work for a man, and them can have a little notepad, I write down them tasks every day, and I know some have to prioritize that, or else me can get a paycheck, you know, but you can't prioritize your life task or your life goal or your internals, address your internal struggles them so you can advance. It's crazy to me. What could have caused that? Fear, probably.
But then fire is another aspect too. Culturally, we're speaking about our culture. We're never taught how to deal with problems and conflict in a healthy way. You know, so when problems come, it's really a vibe of anger, like outbursts, but not dealing with it and going through the process of taking care of certain things that need to be taken care of. And there's another undercurrent there we need to discuss in regards to what I'm going to call the Disney psychology and the Christianity. And it is what it is. Even though a person, and I want to clarify, when we say you have a Christian mindset, you don't have to grow up around Christianity to have a Christian mindset. The environment in itself, especially if you're in, we don't call it disenfranchised. what's the proper term?
No, if you're even not a Western world.
Western world, you know? That. All right. Because what that would do now is that there is no responsibility for yourself. There's supposed to be some form of intervention, some form of metaphysical intervention and happy ending. And I think people in their subconscious believe they don't have to do anything because the happy ending is going to come. You hear these stories about, oh, you know, I got rent. You know, if I hear these stories about a man say he don't have no money for his rent, right? But all of a sudden money appeared on his stoop. All them type of stories there now is people really into these things, you know, or, you know, some miracle is going to happen. But I just want to clear the air. In regards to change, fire, change is work. Right? Just like you work at anything else, you have to work at it consistently to change. Because you're either going to change your behavior or you're going to change your thought process or you have to change your environment. And all those things take work. It's work to distance yourself from certain people and certain behaviors. It's work to change certain habits that you have. We're habitual creatures. Whatever you do consistently and do all the time, that's what you're going to be an expert at. I think we spoke about this earlier in regards to what you're expert in. So it's like, it's the same concept. So it's just like everyone's skipping out the work part. Because remember, it's no work to, as you said earlier, it's no work to criticize another person and analyze their situation. Because remember, analyzing is not a lot of work. It's not changing the situation. It's not changing the behavior. You're just analyzing it. And that's what people are really doing, if you think about it. They're just analyzing another situation.
And the crazy part to me is that, all right, I know everybody work different, everybody have a different thought process, or them timing towards processing things is different. So I'm not nobody towards that. But my thing is that when the people them address them internal struggle, it's always them want to sit on it, them want to think about it. No, just get up and them move. You see me, I say get up and them address the whole issue. Okay, you see, if you address the issue right off the top, it's a working process, as they just say, you know. There is a working process, you know. So just keep the thing moving, you know. So boy, I know some realize I'm always I get angry. Why am I always I get angry? What is this thing where really I tick me off? Then I try to trace the source to what I tick me off. I try to make sure so when this come around, even though I know said things are not the way how it's supposed to be, or how I want it to be, let me just work,
yeah.
Work on this. And get things moving. Probably me not go, you know, means me not go hear about this type of same situation and get angry no more. No. It means my temper will be less. And that means it have to get solved in a one day. Because this fast food mentality and this fast food thinking, and as there is a process again, everybody want to leave out the process towards the solution. So a man feel like, say, you know, say, if I evaluate myself, boy, the problem now gonna change tomorrow. So why am I evaluate myself?
You know, the next thing too, a reason that we need to touch on, I think we spoke about it, is attention being a new currency. Because check it.
Yes, I.
You see, the next thing with problems, a person like to post their problems for attention, but that's not changing your problem, Fire.
Seeking sympathy.
You get what I'm saying? So the problem's still there. You probably get a little more attention that you crave for, but the problem is still there. We have to work on our problems. And it's a cultural thing, because I didn't grow up in an environment where it was a lot of communication and self-reflection and working on your problems. So we're the generation that have to do it. And it's such a vital skill to teach the children. So it's good that we can do it. So they know how to do it so they can get through life. You know, problems always going to arrive, because I think, like, I'm telling you, this Hollywood thing is like people really on this happy ending vibe. Yeah? You get what I'm saying? Like they have this scene played out in the head and everything's not going to work out. So what if things don't work out? What are we going to do? We're just going to walk around being depressed all day and angry.
Yeah, but them even know the power of the mind need that too, because that's the whole thing. You not even know the power of your mind, say, the energy where you even not carry. Because if you approach a situation differently, you know, boy, this happened, you're not depressing. You say, you know, so make it happen. Oh, make it happen the next time. Just like a man bake a cake or a woman bake a cake. If you bake a cake in a fire and you realize, boy, the thing well soft, what you think you need for add some more flour next time. And next time you realize, oh, but it never have the right sweet. Add some little banana, add some little sugar, agave, or whatever you need for add. And you make sure the ingredients is right. Because if the ingredients is not right, then you can't get the cake. But everybody here, where the people them want? Them want to have the cake for be hard, yet them don't want to put no flour in it. Then I realize that this is the ingredient where it's supposed to in it. And oh, it's going to be hard for you. Like, me does not overstand, because oh, you're going to bake the cake and it not have the flour in it. If flour is one of the main ingredients. And this is where the people them do. That's why we say them running from themselves. And I'm still expect to win fire, because it's not meditate fire. For meditating at this modern day is a superpower, you know? Because majority of people now meditate anything at all. Right now, if you ask two youth or even two adults for you, when I say, well, a meditation, it's like, it's strange to them, because they're not used to meditating. Right now, if them even now watch the TV, them have the TV turn on. TV have to turn on because it comfort them, because them don't feel. Check everybody, even people who are listening to this, just be honest with yourself. Majority of time, when we not even watch the TV, but you don't need the TV if it turn on, because you can't stay in a silence or a meditation, because it feel like something's wrong. I just say it's a problem.
I've been in the homes where three TVs listen to this, and this is the truth, and some people can relate. First of all, any person that have a TV in their room, Fire, you may want to get rid of that now. I just want to tell you that right now. Yeah. If you have a TV in your room, I advise that you get rid of. I'm not telling you to get rid of all TVs in your house. Some people on those heights, but you definitely want to get rid of the TV in your room. I've been in homes where every TV is on fire and it's loud and confusion. Just loud all the time. Whether it's the loud talking about nothing, the arguing, and the TV on fire. And it's not no environment to be in mentally. Because as you said, people don't want to be by themselves. They can't deal with being by themselves. They're so terrified to look at themselves. And I'm not going to lie. Initially, it may be a scary experience because you're not used to it. But just like anything, you go, any new task that you deal with is intimidating. But you got to get through it if you want to be a better person and you want to grow. Because the way I meds it, Fire, it's not really for us too tough. It's for the next generation, yo, because they need these tools. You get what I'm saying? So the thing that took us 10, 20 years to get, they could just get that ASAP and just develop that. Instead of being in the wilderness for 20 years, they developing that skill for 20 years, so they're on the heights. That's how I really look at the thing, tell you the truth, yo. You know, because you see, it's a selfish thing too, yo, because people don't understand. This is why you need to self-reflect too. People don't understand how everybody connected. You see, with this Western individualism, everybody think that your actions are independent of everyone else, and it's not. Everything you do affects everyone around you, your immediate family, and people you don't even know. So the higher heights that you on is more beneficial, especially for your immediate family and those around you. So it's very important that you improve yourself because, hey, majority of us walking around is damaged goods, yeah? Making people's lives miserable because we miserable, you know? So it's like, let's get ourselves together. You get what I'm saying? So we could just be better for the world, Fire. People, if you talk to people, well, it don't have nothing to do with me. And it's, Fire, you know, I ain't get it. Everyone's connected, Fire. What I do affects you, what you do affect me. And everyone around us.
And that is the key thing. That is the key thing. Because everybody don't realize that all things are related and creation is a package. And you see, it's so funny that you said that because majority of the time I talk to people, whenever a situation happen over, because remember, you know, if a plane crash right now here on the news, nobody not feel no way because it does sound like news to them. But when them hear some relative involved or them hear say them family member involved, everybody's at the most saddest day in a life now. But you see, if we start approach every single thing like that, we start take everybody feelings into account. We start take every type of meditation with the earth of Alpha, every type of lesson with the earth of Alpha, and apply that to yourself, that are going to be the greatest day for humanity. And that are going to mean that humanity are going to improve them contents by more than even 100% because we stop, you see this like a piece thing, this puzzle vibes. I'm feel like humanity right now, they're on a puzzle vibes. And okay, let's fit this little piece together. Let's see if it fits here. Then I realize it's a bigger story. And the bigger story, you don't fit in the bigger story because no matter what it is or how far-fetched it might seem, every single human being and every single thing within nature can start connect itself one by one. So that when I'm meditating, so the individualism where they don't talk about, it have the people them a decline of them talk because you can be a winner therapist, you know? You can be a winner therapist and looking at yourself and know, so boy.
I'm glad you touched on that, right? All right. Some people not on the heights yet to reason with themselves. True, right? It's a skill you have to develop. But I can speak from my own personal experience, right? And don't get me wrong, I'm fortunate because I have people to speak to also. Like I have good friends that I can actually talk to and share things with and kind of offload stuff. So I'm in a fortunate experience for that. But for other stuff, in regards to what you're saying, yes, you definitely could be your own therapist because I don't know, it's tricky to say that in public because I know some people got some real things going on. So I didn't want to go down that route too tough because it's just like, I think you have to be on the heights to do it. This for those who kind of somewhat balanced because some people in a place that they can't, they mind too gone where they need certain assistance.
No, but that are the intent original. That is the goal in it. And I mean, yeah, so they right. Can't do it now, you know. But
it should be the goal. Yeah. And when you reach your heights, you definitely could do it. And like, that's why we always encourage ones to go outside, fire, and go for a walk and just get some quiet time. And it's funny when you disconnect. And when I say disconnect, I'm not saying you gotta leave society. Everything gotta be extreme. You wanna clarify. I ain't saying you gotta leave society. I'm not saying you gotta leave your family. No, but I'm saying you do need time for yourself, for reverence, where I walk. That's my meditation. When I say a meditation, I'm not sitting down and I walk. And when I walk, I'm on the heights where it's like, I guess I'm lucky I don't even get ran over by a car. You know, I go, because it's like, you're there, but I'm not really too in tune. Yeah, I'm not too in tune to what's going on, but we just there walking, you know, and it's, I'm not smoking or drinking or nothing. I just want to let everybody know it's just a heights that you get into a focal thing. But yeah, it's, you can really start to see. And the next thing, you have to be truthful with yourself too, though. That's the next thing. You can't be in denial. Because we have a society where everybody say, oh, such and such not keeping it real. But in our reality, how can one keep it real with you when they're not keeping it real with themselves? So I think that's a false expectation. If everyone is, not everyone, but majority of people live in an illusion, you can't expect them to engage in a behavior because they're all over the place. They're not dealing, you know what I'm saying? They're not dealing with their true self. Faya, I want to ask you a quick question on the side, right? You know how they have the concept, know thyself, which is really a universal concept across the world, all philosophies, what you want to identify as a religion. But I was mentioning it. When does one fully get to know thyself when you're always evolving? So shouldn't it be like know thyself at this point?
No, I feel like that can remain general, you know, because when you say know thyself, you know, it just to show you, see, you continuously step on a journey in a life, you know.
Yeah.
Because just like how the Buddhists then would I say, if you see Buddha along the way, kill him, you know. Because if you find Buddha, that means at the end of your journey, that, you know, you're not supposed to find Buddha so quick, you know. It's always a way for you to find Buddha, because Buddha has so much different morals and so much different principles that you have to always evolve. So when you say know yourself, it don't speak for itself already, you know, it's not even gonna deep, you know. You know if you internalize that the right way and see how you want to apply it. Because if you think about it, you know, even when they say know thyself now, that conflict, just like they been mentioned a vital point earlier, I mean, never even address it. They say a part of our culture. See? I'm going to even tell them, oh, because they probably don't want some example of a part of our culture. Growing up, them always tell us, if you talk to yourself, you're mad. You're mad. Craziness.
The wickedest thing too, Fire. One of the wickedest thing people say, yeah.
All right. You see what I say? That, from this out, them start chew way off and start bring me towards individualism. That was one of the first steps, you know. But then them even go further now. When them tell us, say, self-praise is no recommendation, them gone further there, so, because for to I and I, self-praise is the highest form of recommendation, because who for praise me if I don't praise myself?
So, Jayu told me, you know.
But you see, the steps them take, and them take a whole heap of different measures to get we to become slaves, and slaves, not chattel slavery necessarily, you know. But mental slaves who can't even see things for what they really are looking to ourselves and know what we can do. Because average person will tell you that them qualify to do this or do that. Are you really? Are you really? Because you went to school to do it. Can you do it internally within yourself or know what is the ultimate measures or steps to take within yourself? Because that's the thing, we lie to ourselves again on so much different levels, even levels where we feel like we're qualified for, you know, by society, we still lie to ourselves, because you qualified for that thing based on your degree. You don't know if you do it the same way. So even things like them, the way I showed them, say, that's different measures and different steps them take.
Right.
Drag away.
That's the truest thing. You know, you could be qualified to do something, but you have to learn it when you start the job. But based on the criteria and the academic serious reasoning, right? And the next thing we need to focus on is that this whole concept of, how would we say this? I really see it on social media where it goes back to what you were saying in regards to the false portrayal of our expertise. I think people are lying so much because they get the praise for lying, they lie to themselves so much that they themselves lose track of their ability, if that makes sense. Because we live in a society where it's easy to falsely portray yourself. And I think that's
if I fake it to make it.
Fake it to make it, you know, and like, I think that's led to a lower quality of a lot of things, especially in the arts, because people aren't working on their craft and they're not doing it for the genuine sense of doing it. I don't know if we spoke about this on the podcast. I know we spoke about this in private, but what concerns me about the world we live in is people not doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff. Everything has to be recorded. Like, it's sickening when you think about it.
You got them have to get approval from. Remember, say again, they come forward with the same reasoning, you know, because self praise is no recommendation. So if me did the concert and Mr. Boy, me tell you, say the artist did the toughen and the artist did go on right, you know. I'm love how it sound and it make me feel nice and clean inside. No, that is no recommendation. So I have to make sure I'm record it. And some people have a comment with some fire emoji and say, yes, it did nice for real. And oh, you mean you reach at them concert there? Yeah, man, that's supposed to feel rectifying. Most of you put your soul supposed to feel good now. Then that is a recommendation. It's not for me and, internally. So the purpose of the phone is, you know.
Yeah, and it's just like, all right, so you have a youth, right? People ain't know you have a youth still. You have a youth. I have a youth. But, you know, we're good fathers and we do our thing every day, but I don't see the point of recording and then sharing basic stuff I do with my child. You get what I'm saying? Like, all right, if she'll run on me and give me love and all that, that's me and her experience. Why am I recording it to show you? Unless I wanted approval. And a lot of stuff they do in the stage, that's the sickening part about it. It's just like fire. So I just analyze the stuff and it's just like, you know, people look at it as cute and I look at it as sickening. You're actually staging stuff to get approval from people you don't know. And that's dangerous in itself to be dependent on others for approval, especially people you don't even know that if you've never met and you probably never will meet. Fight, how you gonna have 10,000, 30,000, 100,000 followers? How much is people you know? How much people does the average person interact with on a daily basis on a level? Like one or two, three people, right? Where you have a real relationship with. So it's like this thing is confusion, Fight. I know they don't want to talk about it, but it's weird in a sense. Like you have people whose emotional state changes based on the reaction of some person on a computer that they don't know.
Yeah, them whole day and them whole mood and vibes too, because it's funny how you think about it, you know, because we look at it from one direction, right? We look at it from the sense where a lot of people are running from themselves by watching the TV or by even following social media hype. But when I look on the people them who are these quote-unquote influencers, them have a whole heap of self-reflection with them avoid to, you know. Them can't look into for themselves, you know, because set levels. You see, after a time, them start, the fans or supporters or whoever start lead them down this direction where them not even remember who them really was, but them realize, say, this is what the people them like. Because I'm here a lot of artists,
yeah, say it, you know. You have to play the character.
They're not a character, they're not playing, them is not even an actor. Yeah. But and I play a character and them after a time them start become the character and I want to start lose all them own self just because and people start look up to them and I say, yes, I rate them man then because look what them man they move and they might even over say this is not the true person. This is just what the person I behave like because the person feel like them can make some money or something. They run from themselves far.
Not reality meds and I think the social media pushes, and we're not trying to make this a social media thing. We're gonna cut back, but the social media pushes people to do more and more extreme and silly things for attention. It's like a nasty animal because you need to do more and more to get more attention and move further from yourself, in a sense, right? But if I get back to this self-reflection, we highly recommend that anyone listening, right, take some time for yourself. You know, I know people are busy. Everyone has a different situation. If you're a parent, if you're not, you have a space to yourself. You don't. If you can, go outside or go to a quiet spot. I'm not telling you to sit down like no monk and make the noises or nothing, right? But fire. Go to a quiet spot and just think about like something that bothers you, right? Think about why it bothers you and why do you react to it that way? How can I react to it a different way? Because when you start going down that lane, fire, you're going to see some people as something that happened in childhood or something that kind of make you react to stuff a certain way. And there's certain things you got to deal with. It's a lot of dealing what we have to deal with. It's a lot of dealing with ourselves we have to deal with to move forward. And I'm telling you, it's extremely important that you do it, especially if you have kids, fire, because one, you're going to be a better person, right? You could teach them the game on how to deal with these things. And it's just less stuff they have to deal with. How beautiful is that for them to be on the heights and know how to deal with problems? To really just deal with a situation, uncomfortable situations, how to get through it in a healthy manner. It's a great skill to have because many don't have it. You know, and it starts with you. If you're there, if you're the parent, it's very important for you to get yourself together for more of the other kids, you know, because everyone around you will benefit with you getting yourself together. You need quiet time, Fire. You need to turn off some of these things. And some of the men, you play too much video games, Fire. You're watching too much sports and playing too much video games. No, it's real, because this is the thing with it. It's not even the fact. Yeah, I know it's an escapism vibe. And, you know, you may want to, if you do it, cut down your time. But Fire, the fact that she's sitting around not doing nothing, Fire, is unhealthy. Yo. And some of you eating, especially when you watch the sports. So you're sitting down, consuming bad food, probably drinking. Not a good look, yo. You know, not a good look. So you want to get more active. That's all I want to say, you know.
And you know, if I add to that, the funny enough to hear it, a lot of people work, majority of people who are listening to anything or do anything, they work a 9-to-5. I'm realizing one of the major complaints of almost every human being ever meet where work a 9-to-5 is them job. So if you have nothing but self-reflection, like you can start right there. So we can get directions towards self-reflection. That's one of the places where you can start. Why am I working this job? Why am I here 20 years getting the same pay, complaining about money all the time? Why am I not moving up? What is my next step to move up? Some little simple basic things. So when we say self-reflection, we're not talking about anything more complicated, like how do I do this? What? No, there's some basic things. My lunchtime, yo, this boss talk to me, or this manager, whatever, talk to me that way today. I don't like how them talk to me. How do I get myself more? How do I get more self, more respect? Make people start respect me even more. What are the steps do I take? What should I be doing? You see me, I say, should I be waiting for them to tell me what to do? Or should I be just knowing what to do? And then we can realize if I want to get a promotion or just, you know, some different step, like internally becoming a majority of people love the system so much that they don't want to leave the system, or they're afraid to leave the system. So let's start with you being in the system, apply it there, and then see if you rise up the ladder, if you like how that feel, or you see how the progress apply, try apply it outside of the system. And then if it work for you, probably you can become an entrepreneur, but its levels are probably don't even want to. If your intention is to go and become that VP, then that same attitude will lead you to be the VP. Set a timeline. You see what I say? After almost years now, when you are trying to make all these changes and you don't get a promotion, then time for get a new job. Time for build a resume the right way. You see what I say? Some simple things where you can apply to your life and set some direct goals and just stick towards the goal. Sometimes them not a bit difficult. Them can be as simple as questioning yourself. Why did I do that? Why am I walking left? When the direction to go to that store was right. Why did I end up here? Okay, because there's a park here. I probably want to walk. There's a lake over there. I like to be by the water. Some simple things. Let's make it apply.
And I think a statement that sums up everything is, what can I do? I think the statement that sums up everything is that, what can I do? You know, so whatever the task is, you know, I want to, you know, just losing weight is a big thing, or sleeping more, you know, whatever it is, what can I do to move towards that and just set up a little format? Because Fight is the last thing I want to say. Listen to this one, yeah. People have a process for foolishness, and they need to create a process for something progressive. McGee done. A man will wake up early in the morning, right, and go watch news or go watch something, some foolishness, and load up his information so he could talk foolishness all day. So why don't we set up a little process for something progressive? I want to eat better. So you know what? I'm going to load up and watch some little recipes online or read a little quick recipe. I'm going to go out, buy the ingredients, and I'm going to make it. I'm going to keep tweaking it till it get good. I have a hobby I want to do. I have a thing I want to work on. So it's really process, Fire. Process, process, process. We give thanks for everyone listening. From those times, we highly encourage everyone to do some self-reflection, identify certain things and work on it, because believe you me, we all need to grow, we all need to improve, and that's the key step of doing it, you know. Also remember, Roots and Culture Reggae in the Park, Sunday, July 25th. Bushman will be there. Vegan Ito Food, Natural Juices, A Vibe, Philadelphia, 29th and Charmers Park. And if Tarkey is free, hopefully he could pass through too. You know, we see how that go.
Yes, sir.